Start your journey with a mechanic you can trust. At Rapidtune, we've been looking after Australian drivers for more than 25 years. Our qualified technicians are trained to service every make and model, including hybrid vehicles. It's honest service, backed by experience. With convenient locations right across Melbourne, getting your car serviced is easy. Call or book online today at rapidtune.com.au.
Rapidtune will keep you moving.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 7 months since Amir Bukhari has seen his wife in person.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too, my sweetheart.
The couple were married last November in Pakistan. A short time later, the Australian citizen helped his partner apply for a visa.
Once we submitted the application, we have to do biometric. We got a request for medical as well. So we did the next day, and we have provided everything at the very first day. And since then, silent. We have nothing we heard.
Amir's wife is one of thousands caught in Australia's family visa backlog. Data from the Department of Home Affairs shows around half of partner visas are processed within 17 months, and 90% within 30 months. In 2024, more than 68,000 partner visas were launched, the highest since 2012. Of those, 40,000 were processed. The price to lodge, $11,710, is up 25% from last year, which the government says is needed to fund migration reforms. Abul Rizvi is the former Department of Immigration Deputy Secretary.
The backlog is about 120,000. They get about 65,000 applicants every year, and the number of places is 40,000. The arithmetic means the backlog must keep growing.
By law, the number of partner visas cannot be limited. But Professor Mary Crock says levers such as price and wait times are used in an attempt to control numbers.
We don't stop people from applying. The way that we control it is through the processing of the application. So it's first in, first served, and according to how many people apply each year, the wait time will blow out.
Abul Rizvi says the backlog will need to be cleared to avoid legal action.
At some stage, either the ombudsman or the courts will tell them you must abide by the law and clear the backlog. They don't want to get there. At the moment, whenever an individual in the partner visa backlog goes to a lawyer and lawyers become involved, the department amazingly processes that application very quickly to remove legal standing from that applicant.
Last month, the Department of Home Affairs updated its website detailing low priority for family visa applications, which includes partner visas, where the primary applicant is outside Australia at the time of application. While the new processing priority is legal under a ministerial direction reform, some migration experts describe it as discriminatory. Rumina Iqbal is a migration agent based in Melbourne.
They cannot actually discriminate this, whether a person is offshore or onshore, but then as long as they are having a genuine relationship and they are maintaining a continuation of the relationship, then obviously they can't really discriminate whether the other partner is onshore or offshore, really.
The Home Affairs Minister, Tony Burke, was expected to reveal a migration overhaul at a National Press Club address earlier this month, but postponed it with reports of internal disagreement. Amir Bukhari says he doesn't know how long his application will take to process.
I'm closely monitoring the visa process these days, and time has increased, like from 27 months to 30 now. So it looks like we have to wait longer than we expected, but I can't do much.
Amir says for now, while he waits for news, life is on hold.
I love her and got married, and I wanted to start my life with her. I want to plan my family, but at the moment we are stuck.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Buongiorno, signorina. Sean McAuliffe guides six notable Australians back to their ancestral homelands.
It was just one of the best experiences I've ever had.
The new season of Sean McAuliffe's Origin Odyssey. Stream now on SBS On Demand.